Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's coming home for the Nets. He's been absolutely unreal. And it fits that Nick Claxton is putting up his best career game in a game that felt like a real inflection point for the Nets season. No Kevin Durant. I'm just going to take from what our guy SB said in the chat. No Kevin Durant, full strength championship team, Golden State Warriors on the road who had rested players, and you pull off a 17-point comeback. It's thrilling to see. It's exciting to see. And while I do want to tamper some excitement in certain ways, and I'll get into that later, I'm thrilled with what I'm seeing from Nick Claxton, and I'm thrilled for Nets fans that we're going to get to continue to see him play in Brooklyn.
Be excited. It's okay to be excited. I'm pumped. Like, I was excited to do the podcast today because I was expecting this to be a continued losing streak like we had last year. And every time I had to do those podcasts, it was like pulling teeth. It was like a chore, something I didn't want to do but had to do. That's the win of the year. Again, we've had a few wins of the year, right? When we rested everyone against the Pacers and, you know, the backups did it. Everyone's like, win of the year, win of the year, win of the year. There's been a couple buzzer beaters, win of the year. Kyrie hitting the buzzer beating in Toronto, win of the year. You know, that's the win of the year because you do it on the road in the Chase Center. And I love that. I love that arena. I love that court. I want to go there so bad and see it. It's brand new. It's beautiful. It's the home of the champions. And that's the thing. This is the defending champions at full strength. And the Nets found a way to go in there and beat them. And it was like they raised their compete level at the end of that game to close it. I mean, they stayed with them the whole game. But, you know, it's a positive feeling as a Nets fan because we had the winning streak, 12 games where you don't lose for a month. KD goes down and it's doom and gloom again. Oh, we can't have nice things. Here we go. Deja vu. And you get the refresher of, no, it's not the same as last year. This is a different head coach in Jacques Vaughn, which, you know, you got to keep giving him props, man. You got to keep saying his name. You got to keep giving him respect as the leader of this team, preparing this team, talking to these guys and not letting them go the other way. And then a ton of respect on Kyrie Irving. You know, we've been talking about Kyrie the last couple weeks. And at first it was like, okay, Kyrie, you're the guy. We've seen you be the guy. Are you Batman? Can you be Batman? Or are you just a Robin? And he shows that he could be Batman. He hears all the outside noise. Hey, my name. That has nothing to do with Robin Lundberg. We're talking about Dick Grayson. But yeah, so it is a good feeling. Nets fans should feel good because the Nets didn't let history repeat itself in a negative way. They kind of pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and got it done. So now let's get into it. Let's go back. Speaking of Kyrie, right? That game in Utah Friday, That is one of the games when you see Kyrie play like that, that's one of those games where you can't doubt that he's top 75 all time. You can't doubt that he's one of the best players you've ever seen. KD hadn't said a word about the Nets on Twitter. He came out the next day on his Twitter and put out the little highlight reel of Kyrie in that game because what Kyrie was putting on film was absolutely ridiculous. The shot making, the shot creation, I don't have to tell you about Kyrie Irving. You're a Nets fan, you're an NBA fan, you understand. But he had 48 points, 8 threes, 6 assists on the road in Utah. Welcome home party for Royce O'Neal. Kyrie Irving led the way. He had 11 rebounds, too. He's one of the smaller guys on the floor. He led the way against a Jazz team that has kind of leveled out some, but in the beginning of the year, people were hyping. And that was a team that I thought could still beat the Nets as currently constructed.
Kyrie Irving has been absolutely brilliant the last couple of games. I mean, look, we can run through Kyrie's career and dependability issues and whether he elevates a team and all the frustration we've had at various times. But one thing that cannot be argued is his talent. He is ungodly talented. I mean, he is, you know, by the basketball gods, he is touched. His ability to create for himself, the angles he can shoot from, the shot making, as you said, the footwork. I mean, it's why when you say he very well may be the most skilled player of all time, it's not hyperbole in the sense of forgetting, like, you know, defensive impact and playmaking ability for others, but just pure individual skill. When you're talking the combination of layup package and finishing ability, shooting ability, ball handling ability, footwork, those things, Kyrie checks every box when it comes to that. And the challenge was for him to step up, and he has stepped up. So no notes for Kyrie from the last couple of games. I mean, Hudson hit on it. Claxton has elevated himself into that role. You know, Kyrie's found him with some lob opportunities. Claxton is legit. It does feel like a third star now, maybe defensive player of the year, a potential all-star who's only going to get better. I think he's 23 years old. So then you start to look at the team and you as you get further in the season, you identify who you trust, right? And for me, there's four guys right now I trust. Kevin Durant, obviously. Kyrie Irving on the court. Nick Claxton and Royce O'Neal. Royce O'Neal ain't the level of player those other guys is, and sometimes he's not like a sniper where he's hitting all his shots, but I trust his decision-making ability. I trust his effort level, and now he's responded enough in the clutch. And then I also, Keith, to your point, trust the head coach, who Jacques Vaughn is doing tangible things to impact the game. Not only does he have just the best vibes of all time, I mean, he's the most likable person, one of the most likable people on earth, but on top of that, he situationally manages the game well. Like when he calls the timeouts, substitution patterns, the way he handled that hack of Claxton in the game against Warriors. On top of the challenge he used in that game, you know, and even the challenge he issued to the team in the midst of that, that started with the response in Utah. So those are the guys, you know, and I'm not saying Nelson roster. I think that's all to be determined. But that's the core that I feel good about right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there are fingers to be pointed at who is to be given credit for what the Nets have been able to do, really only just over these last two games, but more broadly, as the season goes on, at least until the trade deadline, Jacques Vaughn is obviously number one on the list. Kyrie Irving has shown an ability to respond to poor play. We issued a challenge. I don't believe he's listening to the podcast, but who knows? We told him that he had to play like a Batman, and I'm not going to say that, and he was playing like the other name, you know? and he did, and he stepped up, and he played like a first star. And some of that was we knew he was going to regress to his mean. We saw him missing a lot of uncharacteristic shots, a lot of shots that he normally hits, a lot of shots that normally fall. But over these last two games, not only did he hit the shots that he was expected to make, but he elevated his game when the Nets frankly needed it. The Nets... And this is probably the most underrated aspect of Kevin Durant, is Kevin Durant elevates the other players on the floor, particularly shooters, in a way that it's easy to say, and I would say it's definitely arguable, that no other player in NBA history can do. The way he draws defenses in, the way he can open up the floor for shooters on the floor, it's really an unreal and underappreciated aspect of his game. And when he's not on the floor, the roster and the rotation get shortened. If you're looking at both of these games, you see minuses, only minus in the plus-minus category for players coming off of the bench. And, of course, Ben Simmons, who lives in the minuses, it seems, but regardless. We have a shortened rotation. We have a shortened list of players who are able to really pour in points and to play in their roles when Kevin Durant is not on the floor. And Kyrie Irving needs to make up for that if the Nets are going to win games, particularly against good-to-great teams, as we saw this weekend. And Kyrie Irving did just that. And so fault him for how he played last week and as he deserved it. But he responded to getting punched in the mouth. And that's the kind of resilience I want to see with this Nets team going forward, because there are going to be a lot more punches to the mouth.
Yeah, I was responding to Will in the chat. They don't want to, Will. But back to what we're talking about here, man. The Utah game. I keep like going to say Utah, and I think about Utah Watanabe, and they're the same word spelled differently. But that game Friday night was the game that they needed, because against Phoenix, it was like I kept saying they waited too long. They waited too long to turn it on. Kyrie didn't wait. The team didn't wait. From the beginning, they were ready to play. Instead of like, okay, we're gonna close at the end of the game. Okay, we're going to take the game in the fourth. First quarter, it was 28-22. Second quarter, Utah bounces back. You come out in the third quarter, second half, 32-28. And then you close the fourth quarter, 34-23. So they had it all the way. They played defense. Defense is big. I mean, I want to give some love to Joe Harris, but it's hard.
He's played better, but do we trust him long term? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I can't go back on like exactly like I think we're past the point of no return from Joe Harris. I don't think he's going to turn back into a 25-point player, a 50% shooter from three. He did shoot 50% from three in that game. He was 3 for 6. And he had 9 points.
Here's a question for you. Who do you feel better about, Joe Harris or Seth Curry? Interesting. Seth Curry can create his own shot better, for sure, and score at a higher clip. But Joe is bigger and, can guard a little bit better on the other end. Seth makes some careless plays and turnovers at times. Those are my two biggest question marks as far as, like, the guys who are key members of the rotation and bring something, obviously, from a shooting standpoint that is unique. But that I don't particularly trust fully either of them.
Yeah, you need both of them, right? You need shooters. Obviously, Joe starting and Seth coming off the bench. Alex just put in the chat that Joe Harris is 10 for 16 in his last three games shooting from three. Like, it's better, but we need more. And I know Joe Harris is one of the people that we put out there as, like, you got to step up in KD's absence.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!